Danang Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. So what I'd like to do is something I've never done before. I'm going to talk on a verse, and I've never done a lecture on this, so let's see how it turns out. All in favor, say Hari Bol. All opposed? Oh, that's good. Thank you. So, let's begin with an introductory verse. But first, I have to do my two preliminary mantras. Trinadapi sunichena tador iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari Haryanama, Haryanama, Haryanamai vakevalam kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. Now I'm ready to talk. So there's an introductory verse which will give you a glimpse into my methodology. This is by Suta Goswami in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatra kirtayato vipra viparsher buri tejasa ahang chad yagamang tatra nivishtastad anugrahat sohang va shravayishyami yata ditang yata mati. That's an important line. So Suta Goswami, he was in the audience when the Bhagavatam was first spoken in public by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. And that was one of the reasons why the sages of Naimisharanya, in very beginning of Kali Yuga, that's why they selected him as their acharya. So they had asked him 6 questions of transcendental subject matter. And as he was about to answer, this is what he said. O learned Brahmins, because there were many hundreds, thousands of sages headed by Shaunaka Rishi. And as I said, they were doing this sacrifice for us, the people of Kali Yuga. They were very concerned that this age of Kali is so nasty. So being compassionate, they were doing a 1,000-year sacrifice. 1,000, can you imagine? Sitting down and doing a sacrifice for 1,000 years. It's inconceivable. I can barely sit down for 1 fire yajna. They're doing it for 1,000 years. So they were asking Suta. So Suta said, O learned Brahmins, when Shukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention. So that is the first point. When you're hearing Krishna Katha, and that's why it was good you said turn off the cell phones. That's very good. Rapt attention. And thus, by his mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. So that's how he learned, because he had rapt attention. When Shukadeva was speaking, Suta Goswami had rapt attention. Now comes, for me, the more significant. Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learned it from him and as I have realized it. 2 things here. Yes, he heard from Shukadev, but I also, he's going to present it as far as his realization allows. So the same way with me. I have learned Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, from our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. So following in the footsteps of Suta Goswami, whatever I'm going to speak is going to be because I've heard it from him And according to my realization, I'm not going to try to talk about something that is beyond my range. I'm going to speak to you according to my realization. Realization is different than book knowledge. Realization means, what do I actually practice? What have I actually learned and imbibed? What have I understood from my personal experience, not just theoretical knowledge? So with that in mind, let us go to this nice verse spoken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my favorite of all the Krishna avatars. Lord Chaitanya's my favorite. And he was speaking to Sanatan Goswami. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the chapter is entitled, Life's Ultimate Goal. Is it money? Is money life's ultimate goal? How about getting a Mercedes-Benz? Is that life? How about getting a new guitar? Is that life's ultimate? No, life's ultimate goal, love of God. Krishna praying. According to Lord Chaitanya, prema pumarato mahan. You all know, because you're 99.99% Indian. That's why he's sitting next to me. I need some company. So, you all know in Vedic culture, there are four Purusha Arthas. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. But Lord Chaitanya said, no. There's a fifth Purushartha. There's a fifth one. Prema. Krishna Prema, love of God. That is beyond Moksha. Now, for some people, that is very startling information. There's something beyond Moksha? You'd be surprised. Not just in Hindu religion, all religions. This is something very revolutionary. Yes, Lord Chaitanya was a revolutionary personality. So he taught this principle that the fifth and highest goal of human life is love of God. And he taught that you can have this love of God very easily. If you have a, how many people have a mouth? How many people have two ears? You are entitled to love of God. Now, what do you do with that mouth and two ears? Chant Hare Krishna. Everybody. Very good. I must say, looking at this sea of Vaishnavas is very, I'm getting choked up. This is so nice. I wish the people online could see, but if I move the camera, I might lose it. So people online, just take my word for it. There's an ocean of devotees here. Why don't you all, if everybody just says Gauranga, they'll get an idea. Everybody say Gauranga. Yeah, now they got an idea. So Lord Chaitanya was speaking and instructing Sanatan Goswami for 2 months. And he got towards this topic, life's ultimate goal. But what I like about Krishna consciousness, it's a science. One time, I was giving a talk in California. What is that? Southern Cal. There's a technical college in the Los Angeles area, and there's one professor, Mrs. Wilson. And for about the last 15 years, she's teaching religion in this secular college. So one of her courses is gender in religion, Another one is, she has another course. Oh, Emotions in Religion. That's her other. Those are two big courses that she does. And at some point in the school year, she invites me and my good friend Archita Das from the Los Angeles Temple to give a presentation on the topic gender in religion and emotions in religion. And one time I was in her class and I used this word, science of God. And one of her adult students objected, "How can you say science of God? Science means chemistry, biology, physics. How do you say science of God?" And Mrs. Wilson was like trying to tell the student, "Don't bother him." And I said, "No, it's okay. I can handle any question. I'm seasoned." Sometimes I even bait the students. "Come on, hit me with your best shot. Ask me the question you think I can't answer." So I explained to this lady that science means you follow a certain procedure, you should get the predictable result. How many scientists do we have in the audience? Would you agree with that definition? Is that decent? And then I give the example, H2O. If you know the process of combining two molecules of hydrogen and a molecule of oxygen, right? You get water. So far, so good? Chemists out there, scientists? So I said in the same way, these books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are textbooks. And if you follow the particular procedures, you'll get a predictable result. Love of God. So it was like she had to think about that. At least I was able to quiet her down. So for me, this is something that there's no doubt in my mind how Krishna consciousness is a science. And one of my favorite lines in Bhagavad Gita, pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. Krishna says it. Krishna says, you directly perceive the results of Krishna consciousness in your life. Some religions, they tell you, you have to behave in a certain way, and then when you die, then you get your 72 virgins or whatever they're promising, right? Heaven or whatever, everybody's promising something. But Krishna is different. Krishna is telling, you will perceive the effects yourself now, not in the future. You'll get the benefit now. And that has been my experience. I also tell the high school and college students, I'm not a fool. I may look like a fool, but I'm not a fool. I'm not going to spend 2, 3, maybe 4 hours every day for over 30 years chanting and studying, and I'm not going to get a result. Do you think I'm a fool that I'm going to waste this much time on an empty post-dated check? I'm not. I'm just like you. I was born here in America. I'm from New York. Forget about it. But because I directly perceive the results of hearing and chanting, that's why I do it every day. A couple of times, some of you were asking me, Prabhu, why do you continue to chant? Why do you continue to preach? Because I'm getting so much benefit. When I come to a situation like here in Tuwako, New Jersey, when I see an ocean of wonderful devotees, this is why I do it. I see the results of even surrendering a little bit to Krishna. You get so much benefit. So for me, it is definitely a science. I see what happens when I don't chant. I know what happens. All of a sudden, I become Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I see it with my wife, too. If it's late in the day and our chanting hasn't been done, boy, it's a whole nother experience. But if you get up and you chant and hear nicely, you become very calm, happy, blissful. I always say that first Hare Krishna is the hardest in the morning. That's the Hare Krishna. The first round is tough. Seems like it takes 12 years or more, that first. But once you've got 4 or 5 rounds done, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, you're flying. Then by 16, zoom, you're just out of control. You don't chant, everything goes, at least for me, everything goes. If I don't chant every day, no matter what I touch, it becomes a disaster. That's Krishna's mercy on me. And then I realized, dummy, you didn't chant. Hello? How do you expect to do anything if you don't chant? So please teach me how to chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The people online are approving of my jokes. Very good. So, this is a nice verse by Lord Chaitanya instructing Sanatana Goswami on the science of love of God. This verse gives you the symptoms of someone who's on the threshold of love of God. So this is now, you can ask for yourself, as I explain this verse, you can see for yourself, where am I at with the checklist? And only you can answer that. You know in yourself, a devotee should be honest with him or herself. That much we should be. Honest with ourselves. That this is where I'm at. So this is the symptoms. There's 9 symptoms of someone who's on the threshold of love of Godhead. So this is elevated topic, but I feel that you are a qualified audience. At least that's what I've seen so far. Are you ready? Say, Hari Bol. Jai Jai. Or Jai Ho. Kshantir Avyarta Kalatvam Viraktir Mana Shunyata Asha Banda Samutkanta Nama gane sada uchi asaktistad gunakyane pritistad vasati stale ityadayo nabhava stur jata bhavan kure jane. Lord Chaitanya says, when the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following 9 symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Now, at the time of initiation, that is when the seed of bhakti is planted in your heart. A nice devotee today explained to me, or reconfirmed, but she nicely explained, that it's 2 tracks, Krishna and Guru. It's not just Krishna and it's not just Guru. You need both. And that is directly what Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana's brother, Rupa Goswami, said the same thing. That it's the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna. So at the time of initiation, that seed of devotion is planted in the heart. And if you nicely hear and chant every day, that seed becomes a creeper. And it grows and grows and grows and grows until it reaches the lotus feet of Krishna. So here, the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, blossoms, okay? These are the 9 symptoms. Number 1, please repeat, kshanti. Now it's not shanti, peace, peace, peace. This is different. Kshanti means forgiveness. Now, forgiveness means that In this material world, whoever you are, devotee, nun, there's always going to be something somebody's going to do that's going to agitate you. So the first symptom of somebody who is on that, they are very forgiving. It is said in the Bhagavatam, one of the reasons why Lord Brahma has that post is because he has fully appreciated or realized that quality of forgiveness. So as devotees, we should be tolerant and forgiving of the shortcomings of others. The example that Lord Chaitanya gives, Parikshit. He was cursed to die within 7 days. He was so powerful, he could have counteracted the curse easily. But he let it go and he forgave. He was not interested in retaliation. He simply accepted. And a devotee, even others may do things to him or her. The devotee is very forgiving. Shanti. Number two, Avyarta Kalatvam. This one is that one is very concerned not to waste time. When you're on this threshold of love of Godhead, you don't want to waste a single moment. You're always asking yourself, am I engaged in devotional service right now? Or am I wasting time? A devotee on this platform doesn't want to waste a single moment. Either he's hearing or chanting or praying or serving or remembering or worshiping. There are 9 items on the bhakti plate. Like when we have a Sunday feast, right? There's different. So there's a plate of bhakti. And there's 9 delicious items. You're doing one right now. Hearing. I'm trying to do chanting. And if we hear and chant, then we come to the stage of remembering. Then we get service. Then we come to the stage of praying. Then we get more and more advanced stages. But it all comes from hearing and chanting, as I always preach. If you're on this platform and you want to get to the next highest platform, increase your hearing and chanting. Then you'll get to that next stage very quickly. It all comes from hearing and chanting quality. Psychologists, psychiatrists, they advise you should spend quality time with your family. And I say, you should spend quality time with Krishna. You should be spending quality time morning, afternoon, evening with you and Krishna, hearing and chanting. Invest like that, you will be very, very, very blissful. So a devotee does not want to waste a single moment. The devotee wants to be engaged in some kind of service. I pray, my prayer to Krishna, please Krishna, give me more and more preaching opportunities. And now I'm seeing my prayer is being answered by coming to Tuwako, New Jersey. My manager here has got me fully engaged. This is exactly what I prayed for, and I'm getting it. And I will continue to pray because this is how I enjoy. Yes, this is my enjoyment. I even get to play guitar. I've got it made in the shade. But I pray to Krishna, please let me have preaching engagements 7 days a week, 365 years. Oh, I'm going to ask a favor. I'm going to ask 365 days. Thank you. You can see I'm very excited. Now, I sometimes ask the audience for a blessing. Will you give me a blessing? You don't sound very enthused. My blessing that I want from you is that I get to live. I'm now, next month I'll be 61. I want you to bless me that I live to be 108, provided I keep doing what I'm doing. Will you bless me for that? All right, then you have to raise your hand. You have to, if you don't raise your hand, I don't get the blessing. And you have to chant the Maha Mantra, two hands. Don't cheat me. All right, now chant the Maha Mantra and bless me. Thank you for your blessing. Now I will bless you at the end of the program. Okay, don't worry. I'll bless you. But thank you. That's very nice of you. I want that blessing that, and like when I go to places like Panama and Chile, not that I'm just all day, morning, afternoon, and evening. By the time I take rest at night, I'm just collapsed. That's the goal. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I got it right that time. Till I'm 108. And next time I'll ask you for a different blessing. I want to preach in every country of the world. I got a lot more. I've only done a few countries. But I would like to do preaching. Even I want someday to preach in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, I'd like that. And get out alive, too, at the same time. I've heard stories, so. All right, let's go to number three. Please repeat. Virakti. Detachment. So detachment means, attachment and detachment are two sides of the same coin. And you have to see this in relationship to Krishna. You can't have detachment without attachment. You can't have attachment without detachment, just as you have to have two sides of a coin. So we want to be attached to Krishna and detached from illusion. So a symptom of this devotee on the threshold of love of God, detached from any kind of illusion, any kind of inferior engagement, detached from any kind of material sense gratification. And in order to do that, that's why the previous, he's concerned, let me be engaged all the time. Otherwise, I will not be fully attached to Krishna. And whatever it is I'm not attached to Krishna, Maya will take. Maya is a great devotee of Krishna, and she does her job perfectly. And as soon as she sees, oh, you're not engaged? Come with me. Let me kick you. Come. Let me take, come on, slap. So the devotee wants to be fully engaged in one of the nine items of bhakti. Number four. Mana shunyata. Absence of false prestige. So, false prestige. I'm New York man. Yeah. I'm LeBron James. I am President Obama. I am Donald Trump. False prestige. I am such and such in this material world. Or I am the boss. Or I am... We all have in the material world, everyone, right? You go to the office and vice president of nonsense. So false prestige. But one, the day will come. For everyone, the day will come when that so-called prestige and position, it'll be revealed for what it really is. A dream, an illusion. That day will come, whether you're Kobe Bryant or street sweeper. The day will come when it'll be revealed, you know what? Your whole life has been one big dream. Now it's time to wake up. Yamaraj is knocking. Come with me. So a devotee has no false prestige because the devotee is only working for the benefit of others. He is the greatest welfare worker. The devotee is only thinking and scheming and planning, how can I give others this beautiful fruit of Krishna consciousness? How can I distribute my gifts of Krishna consciousness to others? No false prestige. The devotee knows, I am the insignificant servant of Krishna, like Lord Chaitanya prays. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. This is inconceivable to me. Lord Chaitanya's mood. My Lord, consider me an insignificant particle of dust at your lotus feet. That is the mentality of someone on the threshold of love of Godhead. There are no illusions of grandeur. The devotee is simply considering him or herself an insignificant particle of dust at Krishna's lotus feet, which now leads to the next one. Please repeat, Asha Bandha. This means hope against hope. Oh, very good. No, that's good. You get extra point. If I had my bell, I would give you my ding, 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 ding. Very good. What is your name? Mayapur Chandra. May Krishna and your spiritual master bless you more and more. Because that means he's absorbed. So hope against hope means, although I am an insignificant particle of dust at Krishna's lotus feet, and although I don't deserve it, and although I'm the lowest of the low, still, Krishna is so great that maybe one day he'll deliver me. That's how a devotee is thinking. I'm hoping against hope. My Lord, I have no qualifications. My Lord, I'm such a nonsense. My Lord, I'm such a rascal. I'm so insignificant, but my Lord, I know that you are the greatest of the great, and one day, out of your unlimited compassion, you will pick me up and deliver me, and I can serve you forever. How many would love to be and serve Krishna forever? Jai, as I was explaining the other night to someone, you're this close. You're this close. Stay, and I said, and I'll say it again, you have a very unique situation here. You have something that many, many temples don't have. You have a cooperative mood. Please don't lose that. Stay cooperative. Your mood that you have here is so attractive. It is so beautiful and so special. Don't let anyone or anything break this loving mood you have with each other. It is worth more than a billion, trillion, quadrillion, whatever the number is. This is so special. I am in awe of how you relate to each other. I wish I could bottle it and bring it back with me. But that means, since I can't do that, I'll have to come back next year. So the devotee is hoping against hope that one day, maybe not this lifetime, but in some lifetime, Krishna will deliver me. Next word, samutkanta. Eagerness. Yes, the devotee is very eager, very enthusiastic to perform Krishna consciousness. Utsahan, enthusiasm. Prabhupada writes that when it comes to the regulative principles, and there are how many? Yes, recently I was in a place and somebody wanted to make it 3.5. I said, no, no, no. 4. Don't ask me about it. That's a whole nother hour lecture. next time, along with the other one. So you have to be very enthusiastic to follow the four regulative principles, and you have to be very enthusiastic for hearing and chanting. Then you will have success. Enthusiasm. So, and eagerness. Want, yes, I want to do some service for Krishna. Just like you're now trying to build a new temple, yes? So you will do it, provided you're eager. Krishna is going to test you. Krishna wants to see, oh, you want a new temple? Really? How bad do you want it? Krishna is going to put so many stumbling blocks because he wants to see how determined. When Krishna left the gopis the night of the rasa dance, did the gopis give up and go home?
No.
Did they get on their cell phones and start chit-chatting and complain? Right? Did they start doing tweets? Krishna's a real, you know, Krishna did this. No, what did they do? They kept their desire. They were searching for him. They were very eager. They were so eager, they became mad. They were talking to the trees. They were talking to the animals. Where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? And when they met up with Radharani, then they kept going to the forest till they could not see. There was total black. The moonlight, the full moonlight, when they went further into the forest, they couldn't go any further. So they went back to the bank of the Yamuna and they sang their Gopi Geet. And that whole Gopi Geet is simply a prayer of eagerness. Please, Krishna, return. And Krishna, invisible to them, was watching everything. And Krishna was amazed at how determined and eager and surrendered they were to him. That's why Krishna returned. He was testing them. So, as already I heard, there are some stumbling blocks for you to get your temple. Don't see it externally. It's coming from Krishna. Krishna is testing you. How determined are you? And your test is, yes, Krishna. You throw whatever stumbling blocks, we are going to do this temple. All in favor, say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
If you can pass the test, you will have your temple. And you will be the best temple in the world. But don't lose the mood. Don't build a big temple and then lose the mood. You have to keep the mood and build your big temple. Because if you build a big temple and lose the mood, no good. Better you keep a small temple, keep your mood. But you can do it. You can do it. Are you ready to do it?
Yes.
Are you eager?
Yes.
Are you determined?
Yes.
Tell Krishna. Repeat after me. My dear Lord Krishna,
my dear Lord Krishna,
we are eager.
We are
determined.
To build this temple for you.
And we will remain meek and humble. All right, I just tricked you. You just told Krishna he heard you. So Krishna's going, really now, huh? Let's see. So, good luck, Jai. All right, we got a few more. Number 7. Nama Gane Sada Ruchi. A taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Yes, you can repeat. That's nice. If you get this taste, your life is perfect. For many of us, perhaps most of us, chanting is a chore because we haven't gotten that taste. And Rupa Goswami explains, yes, we have a disease. We have the jaundice of ignorance. That jaundice of ignorance, when someone has jaundice, he can't taste anything sweet. To a person with jaundice, anything sweet tastes so bad, you can't eat it because of the jaundice. So, the problem is that when you have jaundice,
The cure is sugarcane juice. I love sugarcane juice. When I go to Panama, my friend, there's this one guy, he has a little cart, and he does sugarcane juice. And it's really cool. You get this big glass for like 50 cents. So every time I go to Panama, we go there one day. Where's that guy? And we drive up. Venti size, please. Instead of Starbucks, we get this venti size sugarcane juice. But the problem is that when you have jaundice, to taste something sweet like sugarcane, can't do it. But it's the cure. So you have to force yourself. Krishna's name is the sweetest of the sweetest of the sweetest, but we can't taste it yet because we have the jaundice of ignorance. But we should at least know it's the medicine. I have to take my medicine. And as I take that bitter medicine, either the sugar cane in the case of jaundice, or chanting Krishna's name, I'm starting to get cured. And the more I take the sugarcane juice of Krishna's holy name, I'm getting cured. And as I'm getting cured, it becomes less bitter. And how do I know I'm cured? Give me that holy name of Krishna. It is the sweetest. I can't stop chanting. Just as somebody who's normal will drink a venti-sized cup of sugarcane juice. Shri Shri Gaur-Nitai Ki Jai. Shri Ram Sita Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Shri Nathji Gopalji Ki Jai. So, you know you're getting cured because you begin to have a taste for chanting. I bless you. I hope that little by little you're getting a taste for chanting, because if you are, you're on the road to recovery. And here, somebody who's on the threshold of love of Godhead has got that taste. Everyone has some kind of taste in the material world. Everybody. Some people have a taste for money. They just love to make money. I know people like that. 24 hours a day, they're scheming, planning. How can I make more money? It has become their deity. Money. I bow down and worship money. I'll do anything for money. For some people, it's fame. For some people, it's sex. Everybody has something that's driving them. They have a taste. For a devotee, the devotee wants to achieve this taste for Krishna's holy name. But the only way to get it, you have to make yourself take the medicine. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Am I over time? You want me to stop? Finish? Okay. I'm sorry I got carried away. But I don't get opportunities like this very often. I don't get such a great crowd like this. Sorry. All right. There's only two more. I'll wrap it up. Asaktis tad gunakyane. This is a hard one. Asaktis tad gunakyane. Attachment to descriptions of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. First, you realize Krishna's name. Then you realize the other aspects of Krishna. But it begins with understanding and realizing Krishna's name. Then the rest will come. So, on this platform, you are very eager and attached to describing Krishna and his qualities. Number 9, Pritistad Vasati Stale. This means that you have an affection to live in the holy dhams, like Vrindavan, Mayapur, Navadweep, Dwaraka, Mathura, Tuwako. This is a dham. Not that Tuwako. This to ISKCON Tuwako. This is a dham. Because Prabhupada says, a holy place or a temple. So, you want to build this new temple. That is very good, because it means you have affection for the residence of the Lord. What makes this a temple is because God is here, not statues. How many of you are worshiping idols? Good. We don't worship idols. And don't let anybody tell you that you worship idols. Because there's a lot of fools and rascals out there who will tell you, oh, you worship idols. I never let them get away with that. Worshiping idols? You're worshiping idols. You have a stupid TV show, American Idol. Don't tell me about idols. I don't worship an idol. I worship God. You worship idol, money, women, fortune, fame, television, movies. You're worshiping idols. I'm worshiping God. So don't let them play that game with you. Talk to the hand. We worship God. I don't worship an idol. So that's the nine symptoms, and then it finishes. These are called anubhav, everyone,
anubhav,
subordinate signs of ecstatic emotion. They are visible in a person in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify. I thank you for allowing me this wonderful ecstasy of, for the first time, giving a class on this verse. Would you like a blessing? All right, fold your hands over your heart and repeat after me. My dear Lord, please remove within my heart the darkness of ignorance. And please let me feel your presence more and more. Because the more I can feel your presence, the more I will be supremely blissful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare, Hare.
Hare
Hare. Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama.
Hare, Hare
Hare.
So one quick bhajan, one quick one. Hare Haraye Namaha. Clap your hands. Hari Harai Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govindaram Sri Madhusudana. Minor. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Gopala Govindaram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
One more time, everybody. Third time is the chime. Louder. All glories to the pure devotees of ISKCON, Tawako, New Jersey. Ki! Thank you very, very much. I hope you have a beautiful week in Krishna consciousness, and I hope to see you again real soon. Thank you so much. Hari Bol.